And Bahraini police attacked protesters at the funeral of a demonstrator killed by regime forces. Security forces fired tear gas at peaceful protesters who were shouting slogans against al-Khalifa regime. Habib Ibrahim Abdullah died after inhaling poisonous gas fired by security forces near the capital, Manama. His 9-year-old grandson was also injured in the incident. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-regime protests since February of 2011. Scores of people have lost their lives in the government's crackdown. Now troops from neighboring Saudi Arabia have been helping Bahrain to crush dissent. Let's switch over to Wisconsin, joined by the founding member of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance, Mr. Kevin Barrett. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Barrett. Let's look at the situation in Bahrain. Another demonstrator, another protester was killed. And basically, mum is the word internationally as far as the mainstream media. Why are we seeing a repeat of what we have been seeing now for 2 years, basically silence on the part of the mainstream media?
Well, I think what's happening is that the Zionist-dominated West has hijacked the Arab Spring. They realized that what happened in Egypt and Tunisia was a threat to their domination of the Middle East. So they killed the Arab Spring in Bahrain. Bahrain is where the peaceful protests stayed peaceful and have always been peaceful and have been met with overwhelming force, both by the Bahraini regime and the Saudis, who actually invaded and occupied Bahrain in order to smash these peaceful protests. Since then, the Zionist-dominated West has steered the Arab Spring into a dead end, which is civil wars in places like Libya and Syria. They want the Arab Spring to die. They want it to die in a sectarian civil war between Sunni and Shia Muslims, between different ethnicities that will balkanize the Middle East, according to the Oded Yunon plan, drafted by Israel decades ago. And that's why Bahrain is still so important. If we can support the Arab Spring in Bahrain and help it achieve its objectives, it may come back to life. And people power may rise up. Peaceful protests could arise everywhere where it's really needed, places like Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf sheikhdoms, places like Morocco, Algeria, and elsewhere. And we could see real change in the Arab world. But the forces of reaction, led by the Israelis, the Saudis, and their American puppets, are doing everything they can to continue to turn the Arab Spring into a giant sectarian bloodbath. And so we need to keep our eyes focused on Bahrain and support those protesters.
Well, that was my next question. How likely do you think that this will actually turn into a victorious revolution for the Bahrainis? They've been going at it for a while now, but of course, as I said, very little information getting out, according to the mainstream press, and very little reaction from international community. Your take, sir?
Well, we're fighting an uphill battle trying to get the truth out about these matters because, let's face it, the international media is dominated by the powers of imperialism and Zionism. And so they're going to spin everything their way, and they're going to do everything they can to prevent any international attention from falling on what's happening in Bahrain. So those of us who are in the alternative media, and I certainly would include Press TV in that, need to do what we can to help alert the people of the world to the fact that this is the real Arab Spring. These are genuine peaceful protesters who are seeking real democracy. They're not turning to civil war. They're not taking foreign mercenaries to murder people. They're not accepting terrorists to come in there. They're just peaceful protesters who keep on coming out. And someday, God willing, their patience will be rewarded.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Wisconsin. The founding member of Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance, Mr. Kevin Barrett.